Defendants facing allegations of third-degree rape might not be able to rely on the claim that they didn't know a victim was too intoxicated to consent. Senate Bill 107 has cleared its first hurdle in the Senate Judiciary Committee. The bill is designed to undo the effects of a 2011 state Supreme Court opinion that overturned a rape conviction. Deputy Attorney General Charles McWiggin says prior to the 2011 Supreme Court opinion, the state had only to prove how intoxicated the victim was. Afterward, the burden shifted.
We had to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant knew the victim was incapable of consenting. And unless the victim is passed out, that is virtually an impossible hurdle for us to prove.
The Supreme Court issued the opinion based on the way the state's rape statutes were written. Justices said if the legislature had intended to make third-degree rape a strict liability crime, it would have done so. Now SB 107 is designed to do so. It clarifies that the crime of third-degree rape does not include an element that the defendant knew or should have known that the victim was incapable of giving consent. Third-degree rape also includes offenses against victims under the age of 16 or incapable of giving consent because of a mental incapacity. Paul Bichand is a lobbyist for the state's attorneys association. He tells the committee that the state doesn't have to prove a defendant was aware of the age or mental impairment.
And that's what we suggest it should be as it relates to intoxication.
Two committee members voted against the bill. One of them is retired attorney Craig Kennedy, who asked Bichand how to determine that a victim was too drunk to give consent.
I mean, is this a blood alcohol test? Is it 0.08? Is it 0.15? What is it?
Bichand responds that the burden of proof will return to pre-2011 standards.
As the evidence is presented to the jury, and the jury will make the determination beyond reasonable doubt that those facts exist.
SB 107 now goes to the full Senate for consideration. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.